Retrospective Part 2. In 2018, Stefan Clark was suspected of breaking car windows one night in Sacramento, California. Police officers cornered him in his grandma's backyard where he lived. As he laid prone on the ground, 20 shots were fired. He was hit 8 times, 3 in the back. He was a little high, but had only a cell phone in his possession. He was left there for critical minutes, suspected of playing possum. He was pronounced dead on the scene. It was undetermined if the shooting was appropriate. Weeks of protests followed. Black history repeats itself. In February of 2020, unarmed Ahmaud Arbery was out for a jog in Satilla Shores, Georgia, where open carry and stand your ground laws are in effect. Lying in wait along his path were a father with a .357 Magnum and a son with a sawed-off shotgun and a third collaborator bringing up the rear who filmed the incident. Trying to avoid the trap, Ahmaud jogged away, only having to double back when boxed in by the third party. He then had to face shotgun brandishing Travis McMichael, with his father acting as backup. A scuffle ensued between Travis and Ahmaud, in which the shotgun was discharged 3 times at point-blank range. Ahmaud bled out on the scene. No one was charged for 2 months until the video came to light in May and went viral. The McMichaels were subsequently charged with felony murder and aggravated assault. Their accomplice was also charged. Hundreds of protesters demanded justice. Black history repeats itself. In May 2020, George Floyd knowingly or unknowingly used a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes at a convenience store in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police showed up immediately afterwards and detained Floyd, who was sitting in his car outside the store. He was handcuffed and seemed complacent. More police showed up. As he was being put in the police car, he complained of being short of breath and collapsed alongside the car, where he was held face down by 3 officers, one of whom placed his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes. Mr. Floyd was coherent for a time, still complaining he couldn't breathe. Mr. Floyd then appears to wet himself while held down and ceases to speak or move. Viral video shot by a bystander captures the entire tragic series of events. Mr. Floyd was DOA at the County Medical Center. The video caused ongoing national outrage and protest that has been echoed worldwide. All 4 officers were fired. They have been charged with second-degree murder and aiding and abetting. Black history is ongoing.